This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to extend restrictive social distancing guidelines through the end of April while bracing the nation for a coronavirus death toll that could exceed 100,000. Mr. Trump says challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days, and he says refraining from public outings is our shared patriotic duty during the outbreak. The comments come after the president made a dramatic course reversal and announced he would not be moving to ease the guidelines and get the economy back up and running by Easter, as he had said he had hoped to do. Over 3,000 people have died from the coronavirus in the U.S. so far. Despite vast improvements in countries such as China and South Korea, the World Health Organization said Tuesday the coronavirus outbreak is far from over. China reported one new death and 48 new cases Tuesday, none of them locally transmitted, while South Korea reported 125 new cases. Officials from the WHO had no evidence that the rising temperatures of the coming hot season would slow the virus down, as some had hoped, and there was no telling how much longer the pandemic would last. Matthew Griffith, an epidemiologist advising the WHO on its response to the virus in the region, said he was concerned that any infection spikes to come were most likely to happen in the poorest of countries. Germany, Britain, and France have facilitated exports of medical goods to Iran in the first use of a mechanism designed to get around U.S. sanctions. A German foreign ministry statement Tuesday did not specify what type medical supplies were involved, nor any companies that were part of the deal. It said now that the system had been used successfully, the two sides would work on more transactions. Iran and a group of five world powers signed a deal in 2015 that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. New York's governor has put out an urgent plea for medical volunteers as coronavirus deaths in New York City mount and hospitals are overwhelmed. Authorities say it could be a preview of what other cities across the U.S. will soon face. On Monday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that New York needed help now as the number of dead in the state climbed past 1,200, with most dying in the city. In Europe, hard-hit Italy and Spain saw their death tolls climb by more than 800 each. The pastor of a Florida megachurch was arrested on Monday for continuing to hold large church gatherings despite a social distancing order designed to slow the spread of coronavirus. According to police, Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor of River Tampa Bay Church, held two church services on Sunday that drew crowds in the hundreds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had used an order limiting faith gatherings to fewer than 10 people. Japan urged its citizens not to travel to 73 countries and regions, or a third of all countries in the world, as the government fights to prevent an explosive surge in coronavirus cases. The ministry issued level 3 travel warnings against the United States, Canada, China, South Korea, Britain, among others, adding to more than 20 countries. Asian markets closed mostly higher on Tuesday as investors cheered good news about China's factory output amid the coronavirus pandemic. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index gained 328 points, or nearly 1.5% at the closing bell, while the index in Shanghai earned just over 0.1%. Investors were also cheered by Monday's surge on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all earning well over 3%. Hong Kong city leader announced Tuesday that it's set to launch the second round of relief fund to assist virus-hit businesses as the city faces an unprecedented hit. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam told reporters at a regular news conference that there is a record decline in February's retail figures, which would be announced officially this afternoon. Mexico declared a health emergency on Monday and issued stricter rules aimed at containing the fast-spreading coronavirus after its number of cases surged past 1,000 and the death toll rose sharply. Health officials reiterated warnings that the health system could be overwhelmed if the coronavirus is not contained. And the United Arab Emirates state news agency reports that Dubai-based banks will implement measures to help customers cope with the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News. Oh, no.